Testing. Looks like we have sound. So I'm not going to restart the stream. I'm just going to start over and then we'll do our magic on the back end and re-upload this later. But unfortunately, it sounds like my video for the first 10 minutes there was not working. And as I can see on my mic there, it was not working. So I apologize. So this video is about the Black Cat ransomware group and how they have received a $22 million payment allegedly from United Healthcare or the Change Healthcare ransomware attack. So what's being reported is that on March 1st, a cryptocurrency address that security researchers have already mapped to the Black Cat ransomware group received a single transaction worth approximately $22 million. And then what happened a couple days later, 2 days later, was a Black Cat affiliate posted a complaint to the exclusive Russian language ransomware group known as RAMP, saying that Change Healthcare had paid $22 million in a ransom for a decryption key. But this affiliate was claiming that they never got their cut of the ransomware payment. So the affiliate claimed Black Cat Alfie took $22 million and then didn't pay them the 60 to 90% that Sorry, folks. My bad. Appears I am having mic issues today. It keeps unplugging. I just switched everything up, so I think everybody can hear me now. I apologize about that. I have no idea where my mic cut out at. So I'm just going to start back to where I was talking about this payment, the $22 million. There's a affiliate group out there known as Nachi, who's claiming on a dark web forum that they didn't get their cut of that $22 million, which Change Healthcare reportedly paid on March 1st. And because of that, they went onto a dark web forum and posted on March 3rd that they didn't receive this money. And they reached out to Alfie and Black Cat through their portal. And when they were inquiring about their affiliate payment, apparently their account was disabled. The other caveat to this problem for Change Healthcare is the fact that they purportedly paid the $22 million to not only get their data back and get a decryption tool for the data that's been encrypted, but the data that was stolen, they also were promised that that would not get released. Well, this affiliate is now claiming that they still have that data. And that's the problem with businesses and what they need to understand around paying this ransom payment with the thought that your data isn't going to get distributed out there. The reality of it is number one, a third party already has access to data when they shouldn't. So you're probably already in trouble with any kind of regulation, walls, or, you know, compliance that you might have in your business. But not only that, to trust a cyber criminal with your data and to think that they're not going to do anything with it, to sell it to other people, to sell it on the dark web, to sell it without your knowledge. Plus, you also have no idea who was involved in this ransomware attack and how many people actually got their hands on your data in the process of transferring it from your network to theirs or to whoever has it. So as Notchi, this affiliate who claims that they were the ones who broke into Change Healthcare's network, they are 100% claiming that they still have this data that United Healthcare thinks that they paid to not have released. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. Sometimes these affiliates and the ransomware groups get back together and they make friends and they continue to do business together. I don't know if that's the case here. Some people are predicting this is the beginning of the end for Alf V Black Cat. I can tell you that is not the case at all. I'm surprised that people even thought that because one affiliate had an issue. This happens, quite frankly, all the time. Will it cause distrust between affiliates and people who serve these ransomware groups and break in the networks? Sure, they might go to a different ransomware group, but there's going to be enough people out there who want to work with this group because they know what they can do. And when you get big companies like this on the hook, you know, you want to work with people who are going to get you paid the most. And as you see here, this group got $22 million and they are one of the most prolific ransomware groups out there today. So I don't know if they necessarily will go away as a result of this. This is a group that came back from a FBI takedown of their servers on the dark web in December, and they're back and they just hit harder than ever. So I really don't think that, you know, this person in the ransomware form, his affiliate is, you know, he's not going to do what some are predicting, which is bring down Black Cat. So we'll see where this goes, but it's interesting, you know, that, you know, this big, healthcare company in the U.S. paid this ransom, thought they were out of the woods. And then 2 days later, they learned that, you know, this ransomware group is having a problem with the people who broke into their network in the first place. So we'll try to keep you updated as best we can on this, folks. If you have any questions, comments, drop them down below. This is our third video on this particular ransomware event. I just wanted to provide a quick update. I apologize for the audio issues I had at the beginning. We'll edit through this video and cut out all the parts where you can't hear me. And then we have a comment here. It says Change Healthcare has offered a loan for physicians who use them for billables. Yeah, that's an interesting. There's been a lot of chatter, especially on our YouTube videos that we did, from smaller physicians who are having a problem, you know, just operating their business. And you can hear it in their comments and what they're saying and how hard this is on them. Some of them just trying to limp through to get, you know, their employees paid and to make payroll. Because they cannot bill. So if they cannot bill, they cannot receive money to operate their business. And this is a big deal. This is something I warn about on the channel all the time in my videos. I talk about all the time, those big cogs in the wheel for your business. You need to make sure that you plan and have incident response plans around those things when, you know, there's big cogs in the wheel like this for your business. If this is the main way that you get paid or the main way that you can bill insurance, you got to think of another way. And a lot of small doctor's offices around the country are rethinking their business strategy and their operations after an event like this. More and more, we see cyber attacks leading to third-party issues. Kronos is probably the most widely used example that I give on this channel, where this was a payroll provider who could not run payroll services for 3 months for businesses around the world. And it really impacted a lot of small companies out there who had no way to pivot. They had no incident response plan. They didn't think it through ahead of time that, you know, they could potentially lose this service that they use in their business every week or every 2 weeks. And, you know, you don't think it's a big deal, but then when your employees aren't getting paid and you can't pay the people that you need to come in and do run your business every day, it becomes a real big problem real fast. I mean, one payroll is one thing, but 3 months of payroll is a whole other story. And as doctors are finding out, when you can't bill for 2-3 weeks, these are the impacts that it has. And the smaller you are, yes, the harder it's gonna be on you. All right, so that's it, guys. Thank you so much. I'll keep you updated. Hopefully, for Change Healthcare's sake, these groups get together and they work together and they don't, you know, use, you know, Change Healthcare as a pawn in their criminal, you know, fighting that they have going on. You got to remember, you're negotiating, you're dealing with criminals who broke into networks who shouldn't have did it, and people who deployed software on a network without authorization, which is the ransomware, and disrupted businesses. So, you know, these are the impacts, but at the end of the day, you got to remember, when you choose to use technology for these purposes and use them to commit crimes, you should pay. And hopefully one day these guys do get what's coming to them. That's it. See you in the next video. Take care, everyone.